This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to Washington after briefing to brief President Donald Trump at his meetings with Turkish and Saudi officials about the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkey believes the Saudi journalist was murdered after entering the consulate for Saudi Arabia in Istanbul October 2nd. Speaking with reporters on his way back, Pompeo said it was reasonable to give the Saudis time to complete their investigation.
They want to complete their investigation, and then they will have a process. I'm sure they will have their own prosecutors looking at this as well. So we're going to give them the space to complete their investigations of this incident, and when they issue their reports, we'll form our judgment about the thoroughness, depth, and the decisions they make about accountability connected to that.
Mr. Trump insists he's not giving cover to the Saudis, traditional U.S. allies, but he wants to find out what happened.
With that being said, Saudi Arabia has been a very important ally of ours in the Middle East. We are stopping Iran. We're not trying to stop. We're stopping Iran. We went a big step where we took away that ridiculous deal that was made by the previous administration. The Iran deal, which was $150 billion and $1.8 billion in cash. What was that all about? And they are an ally.
The Saudis have denied Khashoggi was murdered. U.S. media outlets report Riyadh will acknowledge he was killed in a botched interrogation. The World Health Organization is warning the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo could worsen but stop short of declaring a public health emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is WHO director and said his agency is taking this matter seriously.
We still have more than 250 people working in DRC to bring this outbreak to an end.
There have been over 200 confirmed cases of the deadly virus, 139 fatalities. This is VOA News.